It's time for Conversations with the Mayor, is brought to you by Gonzalez Painters and Contractors. Voted best painters in the Triangle by Indy Week and featuring a 4.9-star Google rating, Gonzalez Painters and Contractors' commitment to excellence and transformative artistry speaks volumes. Trust the experts to exceed your expectations for your next interior or exterior paint project. Visit fgpainting.com. We are joined now on the phone by Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell. Mark, how's it going?
Hello, Andrew. It's going well. It's a little quiet here today. A little hangover from the eclipse yesterday. But
yeah, what was the eclipse scene like in Hillsborough? Were there lots of folks out there enjoying it?
Well, to tell you the truth, I was on a tour of the Hillsborough Wastewater Treatment Plant during the whole eclipse event. So I saw a little bit of it outside, but otherwise I was not downtown or anything like that. So I missed most of it.
Well, that's it's too bad, but I'm glad to know that you were doing the people's work there. Is there anything to report from the wastewater treatment plant?
Well, I love our wastewater treatment plant. It, you know, the least sexy parts about government are water and sewer. We have an outstanding plant. We've won multiple statewide and national awards. We really just have a superb operation. So it's always a pleasure to do that. And I was touring as part of the Hillsborough Climate Challenge, which we'll talk more about in a little bit.
Absolutely. I wanted to talk about some business of the town along those lines as well. As we believe there is an update on the town stormwater program that the commissioners received. Is there anything new to report there?
Yeah. We got a couple of updates at the town board meeting last night. We're a pretty small operation, but we added our third FTE to the stormwater group, which is one of three. So it's a substantial increase. So we got a report on that, and then all municipalities are required to have a National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System, NPDES, and so it's a permitting process. So we got a report on the update from that. We had an audit last year. We reapplied for the permit, got a paperwork in March last month. And so we expect our permit will be renewed in April. And then, so that was a big deal for us, getting that permit renewed. And then got an update from Terry Hackett, our stormwater director, about the Falls Lake rules readoption process. So Hillsborough is in the Upper Neuse River Basin watershed area, and it's in the Piedmont. It goes across a couple of counties. It's 707 square miles, but it all drains into the Falls Lake Reservoir, and that's the main source of Raleigh's drinking water. It includes the Flat River, the Little River, and the Eno River. So we got an update on that, what that process is for people, municipalities in those areas to be compliant with the rules associated with Falls Lake and the requirements to reduce nitrogen and phosphorus that leach into the stormwater system. So that's what it's all about. It's about treating the stormwater so that it goes to those other watersheds in a cleaner area that's not going to do harm to the reservoirs downstream from us.
It's the voice of Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell talking about stormwater systems and some updates there. Another thing that I know has got people kind of got folks' attention in the Hillsborough area is we've got some continued construction work that's causing some minor-ish traffic delays and sometimes a little bit more than minor. The one that kind of is attention-grabbing, even though I don't think it's a very big deal at all, is the blasting work that's going on near I-40. And there's just something about the idea of needing to stop traffic because something's being blasted that's kind of captures the imagination. But the reality of it is this is tomorrow night at 11 o'clock and probably isn't going to be something that most people notice at all because it's only going to last a couple minutes.
Yeah, so this is part of the RTLP, the Research Triangle Logistical Part development that is happening south of Hillsborough. It's in the county. It's not yet part of the town, but it will be annexed into the town in a couple of years. So yeah, big construction project down there, going to build 2.4 million square feet of warehousing space. I think up to five buildings, and to help prepare the land to build that infrastructure, they have to blast some things out. So apparently they're doing that off-peak time, so it's not the impeding traffic and things like that. But routine, but yeah, still, it does get one's attention.
Absolutely. Another thing that gets folks' attention is the ongoing I-40 widening project. And there's not really anything new to report there, but we hadn't talked about it in a while. I wanted to check in to see what you're hearing from folks around Hillsboro as that project kind of moves through the Hillsboro area.
Yeah, I haven't heard a lot of feedback from residents or visitors here, but I certainly experience it every time I come to Chapel Hill. So it's a necessary thing we have to endure to have better transportation in the future.
Right. It's. I feel like every place I've ever lived, every kind of metropolitan area, there are certain stretches of road that one way or another, there's always some construction going on. And that sort of section of I-40 and I-85 is just so busy so consistently with both of those major interstates going through our area that seems like something's always needing done along there one way or another. And I think maybe in a lot of ways folks are just used to it at this point.
Yes. And we'll have, there'll be work on 85 as well. And then ultimately, about 6 or 7 years or so, we'll start widening Churton Street in Hillsboro. NCDOT will start widening Churton Street in Hillsboro. So we'll see quite a few significant projects in the Hillsboro area over the next 10 years.
One project ongoing in the Hillsboro area right now is the Hillsboro Climate Challenge that we've talked a lot about, but it's a pretty exciting undertaking that the town is doing, and we're kind of in week two of it now. So I just wanted to get a check-in from you. I know you're committed pretty strongly to doing as many of these as you possibly can. So how's the passport looking?
Yeah, it's going really well. So I think I mentioned maybe on our last call that we did a kickoff at last Friday. On the 29th of last month, we had completed, I think, 18 events so far in a little more than the first week of the Climate Challenge. And I was telling you earlier that I went to the wastewater treatment plant for a tour yesterday during the eclipse and saw how we treat water and, the challenges that we face to remove pollutants and contaminants and things like that from the wastewater before it gets discharged back into the Eno River. And I can confirm that the water we put back into the Eno is cleaner than we took it out upstream before it got turned into drinking water. So we're doing our part to help with the health of the Eno River. And then tonight we're doing the comprehensive sustainability plan, a talk by Stephanie Trueblood at the library, 6:30 to 7:30. And that's a core part of what Hillsboro is committed to doing is following this plan that helps the town with how we implement government services, our land use, environmental and natural systems, social systems, public spaces, housing, economic systems, tourism, and climate and energy. So it really directs what we're doing for the foreseeable future and how the town does that with equity and affordability and safety and connectivity and health. And so I'm looking forward to that. And then we have about maybe 14 more events after tomorrow, and then we'll conclude on April 21st for the celebration and exposition of different climate and earth-friendly products and techniques to share with everybody, and that'll be at Blackwood Farm Park on Sunday, April 21st from 2 to 4 p.m.
How does it seem like it's going from a community standpoint? Are you seeing lots of folks out at these events? Are you hearing things from folks around town about it?
Yeah, I think in general, everybody is really excited about it, especially all of the merchants and the restaurants and the organizations that are participating in the event. They're happy to be participating, and we've had several, almost viral posts from restaurants like the Wooden Nickel, for example. They posted, their contribution to the menu for one of the events, and it got just a ton of traction, and we didn't ask them to do that. They posted that on their own, so that they see also the value of participating and kind of bringing a climate forward approach to the way they do business. And I think a lot of people didn't know that about the Wood Nickel. They just thought it was a cool place to hang out. But boy, they got a lot going on in terms of their stewardship of the environment and the products they raise on their farm to serve at the Wood Nickel. So it's pretty cool.
We're speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Mark Bell. We're just about out of time. Is there anything else going on around the community that you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
Nope. Just reiterate that we have another almost 2 weeks of the Climate Challenge. So go online and search for Hillsboro Climate Challenge and check out the passport and come check out one of our events.
Great stuff as always. I look forward to visiting again next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Andrew.